to our new podcast, Kins is Cool, where we will discuss all things related to kinesiology. My name is Joe Susie, and I will be the facilitator for our program. First of all, I'd like to thank the staff at the Shouldis Library for providing this opportunity through LakerCast. We hope to have a show every 2 weeks or so where we will talk about kinesiology and specifically the kinesiology program at Lake Superior State University. My plan is to talk with faculty, students, and staff about timely topics related to the discipline of kinesiology. Kinesiology. You may be asking yourself, what the heck is kinesiology? Well, you are not alone. Many prospective students, parents, and current students ask, what is kinesiology? Some have even stated that if they knew what kinesiology was, they may have switched to study it. If we break down the word kinesiology, it means the study of movement. And currently, it's an umbrella term that encompasses a bunch of different disciplines. The American Kinesiology Association also has defined kinesiology as, and I'll quote this, "Kinesiology is an academic discipline which involves the study of physical activity and its impact on health, society, and quality of life. It includes, but is not limited to, such areas of study as exercise science, sports management, athletic training and sports medicine, sociocultural analyses of sports, sport and exercise psychology, fitness leadership, physical education teacher education, and pre-professional training for physical therapy, occupational therapy, and medicine, and other health-related fields." So, we can see that kinesiology itself is an umbrella term in all these different types of programs, all these different types of disciplines, all these different types of job professions are underneath this broad umbrella of kinesiology. And I think it's important for people to realize that in today's world, with these issues of public health problems, with obesity, with lack of exercise, with mental illness, mental health, all these topics fit underneath this umbrella term of kinesiology. And so all these topics fit into social problems and social issues that we face today, cultural problems and issues that we face today, behavioral and biophysical perspectives all play a role in prompting Engel to coin the term biopsychosocial. And the Olympics just wrapped up, and there was all kinds of issues and things going on in the Olympics, all related to kinesiology. There were cultural, there were nutritional issues. I heard that athletes weren't getting enough protein. I think they went more to a vegan-based diet type plan there, and there were athletes looking for protein. They were talking about cardboard beds and not getting enough sleep. There's always issues between countries and discussions like that. And obviously, right, the whole beauty of the whole Olympic thing and watching nice playing basketball, a gymnastics routine and those types of things. And so it's not just the physical types of things. It's this whole bio, which means, life, right? Psycho, right? Our psychology and our interactions that we have, and social and how we interact with other people. So it's not just a physical education teacher. It's not just somebody that wants to be a personal trainer or something like that. It encompasses this big, broad range of jobs and opportunities. And so later on, not in this program, but in future programs, we'll look at some more job opportunities within the field of kinesiology. But just to kind of maybe give us a little bit of a flavor of different types of jobs, categories of jobs could be like in the health and fitness area, could be teaching and coaching, could be within the sport management area, exercise therapy, and careers within these. And this isn't an all-encompassing list, but here's a few that kind of go through all of these areas. A personal trainer, a strength and conditioning coach, a wellness coordinator, like at a hospital or at a university. People use kinesiology as a means to go on to professional school in either occupational therapy, physical therapy, becoming a physician's assistant. Some will use it as a means to go to medical school. Some will go into athletic training. People go into cardiac rehab. Physical education teacher, although we don't have the physical education discipline here at Lake Superior State University, but other programs, other universities, that's where you can go and get your teaching certification for physical education. Exercise physiology, biomechanics, program managers at YMCA, YWCA, becoming an athletic director. Maybe you want to be an entrepreneur and open up your own business, that type of thing. Teachers, researchers, coaching, dietitians. These are all areas in which this umbrella term of kinesiology covers. I think a big area right now is the area of public health with mental health issues that we have, with the obesity epidemic across the United States. I like to always think of it this way, you know, the biology part, right? We know how many calories are in an apple, right? There's 80 calories in an apple. And so we know that if I work out at a certain intensity on the treadmill, that I will burn so many calories. So if we match those numbers up, right, if you burn more calories than you take in a very basic sense, without any, underlying problems that an individual may have, is that if you burn more calories than you take in, then you're going to lose weight, you know. But we have these hard numbers, but also, too, why don't people work out? That's the whole psychology part of it. And we talk about, hey, I don't have time. I teach classes here at Lake State, and I tell my class this, is like, oh my gosh, I don't know of anybody that takes their clothes down to Lake Superior with a washboard and rubs them on the rocks to wash their clothes. We have a washer and a dryer to save us time. We drive. Okay, so we have these time-saving tools that we utilize to save our time, but we say we don't have time. And so the whole psychology part, you know, is we make time for the things that are important for us. And so if your health is important for you, you will make time to do that. So that's the whole psychology part with that. And also, too, in a health sense, kind of tying into decreasing risk for issues with health and that type of thing. Kinesiology is a more of a proactive approach, whereas as opposed to a reactive approach. So you're playing a sport, right? You sprain your ankle, and so then you go see the doctor, you go see the physical therapist, right? You go see your athletic trainer. Well, that's a reaction to that injury. You get sick and you go see the doctor, and so they prescribe some course of treatment for you, which may include some medicines and that type of thing. Well, that is reactive to that. And so obviously that stuff is important, but also too, if we can be proactive, right? If we can do things to maybe decrease the possibility that something will happen, educate people on proper nutrition so maybe they don't get obese. Educate people on proper ways to exercise so they don't get hurt, so that they can perform better. And I'm not talking athletically, I'm just talking activities of daily life, walking up and down stairs, right? Carrying your groceries in and out of the car, right? Doing things that you would enjoy to do. And so it's really important for us to be proactive with our stuff, okay, as opposed to being reactive. Along those lines, there's five areas that people should think about, and this is for everybody. One is that they should look at their cardiorespiratory fitness, which is how well does your heart and lungs work so that you can get oxygen to do things. The second area is muscle strength, so how strong are we? Muscle endurance. So can we do things for a long period of time and do repeated movements and activities and that type of thing? Flexibility, right? So we can bend over and tie our shoes, okay? And so we'll talk about those a little bit later on with a FIT plan. And FIT stands for frequency, intensity, time, and type. And while the focus of this podcast isn't exercise prescription and that type of thing, but these are topics that we'll talk about within the whole area of kinesiology. And so those four areas, right, that you can set up a program for. And the fifth area of health-related components of physical fitness is body composition. And so many times people jump on a scale and they weigh, I always use 200 pounds because it makes my math easy, jump on a scale and they weigh 200 pounds and say, oh, well, I want to lose weight. And so they go on an exercise program and 6 weeks, 8 weeks later, they get on the scale and they still weigh 200 pounds. I go, oh my gosh, I wasted all that time, right? They still weigh the same. But if we look at their body composition, how much muscle, lean muscle they have versus how much body fat that they have, if they started at 25% body fat, that means that they had 150 pounds of lean tissue, muscle, bone, that type of thing, and they had 50 pounds of body fat. Well, 8 weeks later, they jump on the scale, right? They still weigh 200 pounds, but now they're 15% body fat. So they are 170 pounds of lean tissue. So they gained, right, 20 pounds of lean tissue, and they're 30 pounds of body fat. So they lost 20 pounds of body fat. You don't convert muscle to fat and fat to muscle, all right? And so why I weigh the same amount, my body composition has changed. And so there you might need to go to one of these kinesiology professionals, right, to help you determine what your body composition is. So with all that information right there, right, I'll kind of sum this up. By studying kinesiology, students will leave not only our university, but whatever university that they go to, armed with the knowledge to combat a multitude of lifestyle-related diseases and promote healthy and active living. And so with that, I want to conclude this podcast right now. I hope to have another podcast in about 2 weeks where my plan is to bring one of our kinesiology faculty members on, and we will talk to them about their background a little bit and also to what their interests are and what their classes are. So thanks for listening, and I'll look forward to chatting with you in a couple weeks.